George Washington got one. So did Charles Lindbergh. So did John Paul Jones and Zachary Taylor. Actually, Zachary Taylor got two. And Andrew Jackson. Today, though, the Congressional Gold Medal, the highest civilian honor along with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, will go to 400 surviving Marines from the first wave of African Americans who integrated the U.S. Marine Corps. When President Roosevelt ordered the integration in 1942, around 20,000 African Americans signed up for the Marines and were accepted for service in the Corps. These Marines didn't train at the boot camp most soldiers went to in South Carolina and California. Instead, they trained in North Carolina at a facility called Montford Point. The first African Americans in the Air Force and Army, the Tuskegee Airmen and the Buffalo Soldiers, have some renown historically, but the Montford Point Marines have remained relatively unknown. Last fall, though, the U.S. House and Senate voted unanimously to award the Montford Point Marines the Congressional Gold Medal, and today at 3 p.m., President Obama will present the medals to approximately 400 of the surviving Marines at a ceremony in Washington, D.C., and among the Marines who traveled to Washington to receive their medals in person is former New York City Mayor David Dinkins. Dinkins enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1945. He joins us now. It's great to talk to you again, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
So what does this honor represent for you, and can you remember your first step setting foot at Montford Point?
Oh, very well. And in 1945, in June, I was finishing high school, and people you knew were dying. The war was at its height, and I figured the best way to be equipped to survive was to be well-trained, and I figured to be well-trained, you should be a Marine. I was about 130 pounds soaking wet and 17 years old, so I attempted to enlist in the Marine Corps, because if you waited to be drafted, they would put you in that branch of the service that they chose. If you requested the Army, they gave you Navy. If you requested Navy, they gave you Army. So the only way to get what you wished was to enlist. So I was living in Trenton, New Jersey, and there was no recruiting office in Trenton. So I went to Camden, to Philadelphia, to Newark, to Jersey City, to New York, and at each place I was told either we have our quota of Negro Marines, or you have to go to the state of your residence. Finally, in Philadelphia, I was so insistent that they gave me an examination, told me I had high blood pressure. Of course, I didn't believe it and was persistent. So ultimately, I got a letter directed to my draft board that gave me a copy, said, if this man passes a physical and requests the Marine Corps, put him in. So on the 10th of July, 1945, I registered for the draft and requested immediate induction, and 10 days later I was on my way south out of Jersey City, New Jersey.
How do you think it was challenging for the Marines to integrate finally? I mean, they trained at boot camp at this special African-American-only facility at Montford Point, but at some point the integration had to take place. How difficult was that?
Well, I suppose it was as difficult as other branches of the service, but while I never saw combat, the war ended while I was in boot camp in Montford Point Camp, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. But I heard stories from returning Marines that told me that when they hit the beach carrying ammo and the white Marines perhaps were pinned down and running short on ammo, they loved them.
And the military, of course, has a reputation in our time of being well ahead of America at large in some of the social changes that are taking place. Would you say that's something that you experienced in your career coming back to New York, being the first African-American mayor in the city of New York, that the Marines were well ahead of even this city?
No, I can't say that. I went to school in Washington, D.C. in 1946. This is after the war. The war ended in 45. And there were places that we could not shop and couldn't go to the movies downtown. And some of my classmates had shrapnel in their bodies, but were treated differently. As a matter of fact, during the war in the South, black Marines, Tuskegee Airmen and black soldiers were treated less well than were Italian and German prisoners of war.
Do you think that the recognition today is belated for these Marines? And if so, describe the process by which the Congress unanimously eventually decided to grant these medals that will be awarded officially today.
Well, I think it's belated in the sense that it should have happened long ago, as indeed there was finally recognition of the Tuskegee Airmen, who are really true heroes. And my friends, it took longer, obviously, to get around to the Marine Corps. But I'm pleased that it's happened. New York's senior senator, Chuck Schumer, introduced the legislation in the United States Senate, along with a senator from North Carolina. I don't know who introduced it in the House, but I know that my brother, Charlie Rangel, who was reelected yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
He was in the vanguard of that effort to see to it that Marines got that black Marines got the recognition to which they were entitled. And I said to Charlie, who is a holder of the Purple Heart and a Bronze Star for action in the Army in Korea, I said, I hope it's all right for me to get this medal, and he assured me that it was okay.
Do you have a place for it in your home?
No, but I will have a place. I will clear a place.
Yes, indeed.
I'm very proud of that.
And when were you discharged from the Marines? You entered
1946, August.
1946, August of 1946. Well, quite. We thank you, of course, as we say to all service members who come on our show. Thank you so much for your service to this country, and congratulations on receiving the Congressional Gold Medal. Former Mayor David Dinkins, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
David Dinkins, former New York City Mayor, one of the Montford Point Marines, one of the original 20,000 African Americans who signed up and were accepted for service in the Marine Corps after President FDR ordered the integration of the Marines back in 1942.